Happy birthday, Steve. Today is your day. And it is time to check out the voicemail, your voicemails. People love you and they want to say happy birthday to you. So we have a lot of birthday shout outs and messages for you. Here we go.
Hi, Steve Harvey. I just wanted to call and wish you a very blessed and happy birthday. I listen to you every morning, been listening to you for many years. My favorite part is after the strawberry letter is read and you got jokes. I'd be laughing so hard, I'm crying inside of this truck. I'm sure the people that's on the side of me look in there like, is she crazy? Looks like she's just laughing to herself. But if they only knew. Keep it up, Steve. You're the greatest. You rock. Blessings.
Wow. Thank you. Really nice.
Cool. That's nice. Perfect. Yeah,
that was my aunt who called in.
We got more. Let's go.
We got more. Yeah.
I want to wish Steve Harvey a happy birthday. This is Miss Jackson. Happy birthday, Steve Harvey. And a blessed, prosperous new year.
I just want to wish you a very happy birthday. I love you. I love hearing to talk to you. Thank you. Bye.
Happy 65th birthday, Uncle Steve. Man, that's a blessing. Enjoy your day. I hope you make to 104. But right now, the most important thing is you made 65. Enjoy your day, Steve, and do whatever you want to do. If anybody don't like it, you tell them to call Tessa Fleming. You have a happy birthday, man. Enjoy your day. Love you. Bye.
Did she say call Tiffany Fleming? Mm. Yeah, so mess with me today. Hey, y'all, I'm not going to be on the show the whole day this morning.
What? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I got to go get on this plane.
Where are you?
Yeah, well, right now I'm home, but I got to go get on this plane. I ain't going to be here all morning. I just want to tell y'all that. Happy birthday to me. Happy Martin Luther King Day. But I got somewhere to go. I got to get this balling started. So
Steve, we have more calls, more love for you. How about that?
Better hear them play them.
Good evening, Mr. Steve. This is Glenn Arsenal from Lafayette, Louisiana. Happy birthday. Hope you see many more.
Hello, Steve Harvey. My name is Adora. Happy birthday, sweetheart. I watch you every day.
Hey, what's up, Steve? Hey, this is Eric Bell from Mobile, Alabama. Just want to wish you a happy birthday. And also congratulate you on your proclamation of the E-112 Street, Cleveland, Ohio. I love you, man.
Nice.
Eric Bell.
Very nice. Uh-huh.
Did he say he's out of Mobile, Alabama?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Eric Bell.
You know him?
E-B, I know.
He did reference home.
Yeah, man. Do he think I don't remember him or something? That can't be Eddie
Bell. He just left a message for you. Yeah.
You want
you're a big star now and everything.
You want us to hit Star 69 or something?
I don't know. I don't know how to do that, Tommy. Well, I appreciate all y'all, man. Thank y'all so much. Been wonderful. Oh, my day about to come to a close, though, soon.
Well, Steve, before you get out of here, even though I know you say you got to go, but what are some of the best things? You know, besides the fact that you made it to 65, what are some of the best things about 65? Some people say humor as you get older, healthy.
Yeah, I'm finna start caring less.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Care less about mess.
Okay, I like it.
That's going to be my new phrase. I'm going to care less about mess. I don't have no time for that no more, man. Mm-hmm. And I really started making that affirmation in 2022, but I've just decided, man, I'm going to care less about mess. I'm finna call stuff out. If you get up in my face with some mess, get ready, because I might not take it.
Ain't nobody got in your face, though, dog. Ain't nobody done that.
Just to tell you they love you. Just to give you love.
Who did that?
Tommy, I'm talking about haters. Haters always try to get in your face. I got something for you this year.
I ain't never there when all this happened.
Tommy, don't nobody walk up to me like right up to me, to my face. Oh, no, that's too much bravery.
We're moving on. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Happy birthday, Steve. Today is your day. And it is time to check out the voicemail, your voicemails. People love you and they want to say happy birthday to you. So we have a lot of birthday shout outs and messages for you. Here we go.
What's up, Steve Harvey, man? This is Carlos Camacho, man, hitting you up. I'm wishing you the bestest, happiest birthday, brother. I appreciate everything you say every morning. I listen to you, man. You change my life, man. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to you. Again, from East LA to wherever you at, homie, I love you. I listen to you. Keep it up, man. Happy birthday, brother.
Good morning, Mr. Steve Harvey. I would first like to begin by wishing you a very happy and blessed birthday because you deserve it. You inspire each and every one of us every morning. I also like to thank you because if it hadn't been for you, I would have written my dissertation. You are in my acknowledgments because your 5 a.m. inspirational messages got me started every morning. So I want to thank you. I want to know that I appreciate you so much. And we love you and continue doing what you do, despite the naysayers. God bless you. This is from Dr. Michelle Teresa Barconi. God bless.
Good morning. This is Terry Turner from Anniston, Alabama. I just want to say happy birthday to you, sir, Steve Harvey. May God bless you to see many, many more, for you are truly a wonderful person and a blessing to us. God bless you, God bless your family, and God keep all of you. Bye-bye.
Steve, I just wanted to wish you a happy, happy, happy birthday. Thank you for being amazing and an inspiration to a whole lot of people. You just don't know how amazing you are. You probably do, but I just want to let you know. I'm pretty sure Marjorie's going to have a fantastic birthday for you and set for you, but we, as your fans, want to make sure that we want to show love. So happy birthday from Sabrina from Tallahassee, Florida. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Uncle Steve. This is Malcolm Wallace out of Pontiac, Michigan. May God continue to bring you much success, man, and everything that you do, man. I love you, man, to the moon and back. You my guy, man. I love the show. Keep doing your thing, Mr. Steve Harvey. Peace and blessings.
Happy birthday, Steve Harvey, from Mimi from Atlanta. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Steve Harvey. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. On your 65th birthday, may God bless you. And many more.
Good morning, Steve Harvey. This is your boy, Jonathan Williams, man. I listen to your show every morning, man. You're so inspirational to me. I just want to tell you happy birthday, man. Happy New Year. I hope everything goes well for you. I love you. Have a good day, man.
Happy birthday, Steve. This is Kyler Russell from Compton, California, here live in Vegas. Just want to tell you happy birthday. Keep doing what you're doing for the brothers out there. I'm 25, and I just want to say you're an inspiration, man. Happy birthday and enjoy yourself, brother.
Well, I appreciate all y'all, man. Thank y'all so much. Been wonderful.
All right, Steve, this is a segment we're going to call Asking for a Friend because, you know, we all have friends and they want to know stuff about you. They ask us stuff all the time.
Okay.
So my friends ask me, well, how much money does Steve have?
Oh, okay. Mm. You know.
Uh-huh.
That's a question that's, you know, being proposed often to people like myself. Mm. Let's just say, you know, I have enough to do some things. You know, I have what's called option money, meaning that I have options. I just call it option money. You know, I've had optionless money before, but I now have option funds where I have options. That's how much I have.
Okay.
You got an option.
Asking so
you
for can a friend.
Option
money. Okay. I just have option money. That's all it is. It's not a certain number.
That's fair.
Don't want to mess your day up or nothing, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Junior, you got a question for Steve?
Yeah, this is not even for me. I would never ask you this. This is just from a friend. I never would say this to you.
Uh-huh.
But they just wanted to know, will you and Cat Williams ever have dinner?
Well, I'd have dinner with him, you know, if, you know, if he wanted to, you know, wanted to talk. But what he can't say nothing crazy after dinner, though. He can't do that. He can't do that. Because he's going to immediately find out what the size difference in me and him can do. And that's all I'm saying about that. Next question.
Yeah. Asking for a friend. Yeah. What you got, nephew?
Yeah, yeah. We can have dinner, but make sure you wants to eat what we're serving.
A buddy of mine wants you to listen to his uncle's band, Lonnie and the Tops. They out of Memphis.
Yeah.
And they getting ready. They all in their 60s. They getting ready to start their own group, Lonnie and the Tops.
Yeah, right there. And, right there. Yeah, I'm not listening to that because you in your 60s, you finna start a group called Lonnie and the Tops. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody got time for that. I don't know record deals for 60-year-old people out of Memphis with a group called Lonnie and the Tops. First of all, ain't nobody on record named Lonnie no damn Lonnie. More. Let's just start there.
Lonnie.
Nobody named Lonnie in the music
Introduce
world.
Introduce them, though, Steve. Just say it.
Ladies and gentlemen, come on now. Put your hands together.
Uh-huh.
For Lonnie. Lonnie! And the top, not the four tops.
Right.
Not the high tops. Just Lonnie and the tops. You ain't gonna know none of them. Can't nobody introduce nobody named Lonnie. Next question.
All right, I got a question.
Carly, you got asking for a friend. What you got?
If you could change anything about your past, what would it be?
All my marriages would yeah, both of them. Yeah, I'd have canceled both of them. I could have skipped both of them. Yeah.
Both of them. You're just 65 and just saying whatever you want.
Right off the dribble. Ask me anything you want to. Two marriages, boom. I'd have just went straight to Marjorie. Been done with it.
Oh, gosh.
That was kind of my question, but I'll phrase it. I'll just ask something different. No, something different. So asking for a friend, Steve, they want to know how can they meet, you know, a rich, successful man like you?
Oh, you can't. You can't. You can't.
Hopeless.
Let's just go and tell the truth. Let's just tell the truth. You can't.
You can, though. Why can't you?
You can't. Well, you ain't so far, so what's been happening? And what you think finna change?
They're still
having
birthdays.
Like, with your status.
No, I ain't being stingy with nothing. Just where they at. They far and few between. And you can get in line, too, because you ain't the only one want to meet one. So and if you meet him, the question becomes, not do you get to meet him, but did he want to meet you?
It's kind of a dream-killing answer, Steve.
No, I ain't killing no dreams. I'm just, where you, what?
Who do you want to meet?
Asking for
Tiger Woods.
Oh, really? You've never met
Tiger Woods? Is the only person I've never met that I want to sit down and have dinner with. The only person. I've met everybody else I've ever wanted to. God has gifted me that. I've met Martin Luther King. I've sat down with, I met Muhammad Ali. I met Martin Luther King. Jesus.
I
would have been 11. He'd have had to come to my school. Yeah, that was a mistake. I met Richard Pryor. I met Muhammad Ali. I met Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Michael Jordan, Shaq, all the cats everybody ever wanted to meet. Steph Curry, Daddy. I done met everybody, man. I met all of them.
All right. Well, it's your birthday. We're going to be talking to you all morning. Happy King Day.
Chick-fil-A with Kanye.
How was that?
Ooh, it was interesting. That was an interesting-ass day, boy.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show on this King holiday right after this. This new year, you may be excited about a new device or focused on your New Year's resolutions. Make sure your new devices and your resolutions include protection. Norton 360 with LifeLock gives you device security, a VPN for online privacy, and LifeLock identity theft protection to help keep you safe. No one can prevent all cybercrime or identity theft, but you can cheers to a cyber-safe new year with Norton 360 with LifeLock. Save 25% or more off your first year at norton.com/Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.